In Washington today, Capitol Hill was abuzz with the life of opening day. The 109th Congress was sworn in, with bigger Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate. In a meeting last night, House Republicans backed away from a plan to change ethics rules in a way that would have allowed its leaders to keep their positions, even if they are indicted. That plan had been criticized as protection for the Republican majority leader, Tom DeLay, who's under investigation by a grand jury in Texas. Even now that Republicans have dropped that plan, Democrats are still complaining about other proposed changes to House ethics rules. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is at the Capitol and joins us now. And Andrea, we'll get to the rules changes in a minute, but let's start with the first order of business in the House today, and that was electing Dennis Hastert as Speaker once again.
Once again. He is, in fact, only the sixth Speaker in the history of the House of Representatives to serve more than a fourth consecutive term, only the second Republican to do it. He was elected by the House on a mostly party-line vote. Of course, the other person up for that position was Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi from California, and she was second. She would have been second if more Republicans had voted for her.
Well, that was one of the formalities today, but now into the nitty-gritty and these ethics rules changes. Walk us through these proposed changes that involved the House Ethics Committee.
The most contentious rule change, it sounds a little arcane, but it has to do with when an investigation by the Ethics Committee is automatically triggered. Now, right now, when the committee is deadlocked on whether or not to investigate a member of Congress, that there is an automatic trigger of an investigation. The rule change that Republicans have proposed and that they are expected to pass through today would make that complaint actually lay down. So there would be an automatic laying down of that complaint. What that means, though, is that there are five Republicans and five Democrats on the committee. It means that if somebody is to come under investigation, at least one member of their party on the committee has to vote for that investigation. In other words, that if a party circles wagons and decides that they just want to let a complaint die, they can pretty easily.
But last night on a different issue, this so-called indictment rule that we mentioned had at its aim to maybe protect Tom DeLay, a reversal, a retreat, what happened there?
Well, it's interesting. Tom DeLay went before a meeting of all of the House Republicans and asked them to go back to the stricter rule, the one that before they moved to protect him and other people who would be indicted. It's an interesting that happened. It's a signal that maybe they were overreaching at this point. Several Republican members told me coming out of there that they just thought that this had just become so complicated, attracted so much attention, that they were relieved, actually, that Tom DeLay stood up and went back on that rule. It's also clear today that Democrats had mounted a plan to try and get Republicans on the record voting either for higher ethical standards or protecting Tom DeLay, and that's something that no Republican wanted to be forced to decide on.
And any sense of why Tom DeLay himself might have suggested dropping what they had planned to do?
Well, the Republicans came out of this meeting saying he took a bullet for the team, you know, to mix a metaphor there, you know, that he knew what he had to do in this case as a leader. He had to protect his members.
Well, it's day one of the 109th Congress. Andrea, any signs of sweetness and light on Capitol Hill?
Right now, they're already yelling at each other on the floor of the House of Representatives about these ethics rule changes. The Democrats are arguing that Republicans are gutting the ethics rules. Republicans are arguing that they're maintaining fairness in those ethic rules and just tweaking them. And so I think this may be a sign of the months and 2 years to come.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill.